with a growl. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. We're at Bastards Canteen in downtown Downey. And by the way, Michael Thompson, you still there?
Yep, still here. And I got to ask, okay, ask you guys something about Larry, about Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay, before we do that, we are here to celebrate the 246th Marine Corps birthday. It's a big Veterans Day bash. We are here until 5:30 tonight. At 4 o'clock, Sedano and Cap will take over with more of their stuff. They're doing weird stuff, too. We did the racing stripe thing. But it's all, let's not lose sight of the fact that it is all for our veterans, our Marine Corps veterans, our veterans who, as Manny Maeda said, one of the co-owners of Bastards Canteen a little bit earlier, those that did not make it home. God knows there are people in that situation, and anybody who did, any active service people from Southern California, any veterans in Southern California from any of the branches of the military, we salute you for Veterans Day, and you are invited out here, Downey Avenue between 2nd and 3rd. Great big party, Michael.
Yeah, now let me ask you guys something. Both of you guys have seen Curb by now, right?
No, I haven't seen the most recent one.
I have not seen number 3.
Okay, yeah, I've seen the first two.
I'll wait till Friday.
Okay, so here's a weird thing. I got to play golf at a club other than the one I belonged to last year. And as I was coming off the 18th green, I looked over on the first green, and teeing off was Doc Rivers, Del Curry, and Larry David.
Wow.
That was the threesome.
Wow. What a threesome. Why didn't you try to join?
I wasn't the member. I was a guest.
Oh, okay.
But I thought, how did that group get... Well, Dell and...
Doc.
And Doc are married. Their kids are married, right?
Yeah, they're in-laws.
Yeah, but how did Larry David get in that
group?
He
must have just ran into him at the clubhouse or something and says, can I join you?
Wouldn't it be great to just hear stories from Larry David for 4 hours playing golf?
You know, here's the thing
golf.
About Larry David. Sue Kalinske, who's my podcast partner, has been on Curb Your Enthusiasm and has known Larry for years.
Yeah.
Susie Essman, who plays Susie on Curb Your Enthusiasm, has been on my podcast. And the thing that they say over and over again, Michael, you might be disappointed. Mm-hmm. They say Larry is the nicest guy in the world. He's absolutely nothing at all like his character on Curb.
Yeah, that's
he is not that guy.
Not that grumpy
Does
guy.
Does that disappoint you?
Yeah, I always thought he'd be like that in real life. You know, just grumpy and irritating everybody.
I love the situations he puts himself in.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, there's nothing like Curb.
Yeah, you guys will like this third one. I guys got to watch this. I got to bring it because it reminds me of you and Ireland. I mean, you and Mason.
Well, watch it before Friday, and we can talk about it with Michael on Friday.
Okay, good. So, Jorge, we're spanning Southern California from Downey to downtown L.A. today. Jorge, were you able to locate? Oh, he wasn't able to locate the Charles Barkley sound.
What? What did he say? Give us the gist of it.
I'll give you the summary.
Yeah.
He says that he's anti-social media. Mm-hmm. He says his problem is if he goes on social media and he fights back, and he says he would, against criticism, he would get in trouble. I am pro-social media. I think social media is more good than bad. Granted, social media can be terrible. It can be terrible and nasty and mean and all that stuff. But if you use it right, and I think I use it generally pretty well. I think Michael Thompson, you use it pretty well. You have fun on Twitter,
right,
and you don't send out crazy stuff.
No.
I think generally speaking, oh, we have Barkley? Okay, here's what Barkley said.
I'm anti-social media. I've never tweeted.
Why is that?
Why
not?
First of all, I understand there's built-in animosity toward anybody who's successful. When you're a celebrity, people can say anything they want to you, but what you say to them can get you in trouble. I'm old school. I'm an old school Alabama dude. If somebody says something to me, I have to respond. You like social media.
Yeah. I enjoy engaging with the fans. You know, I used to take it personal. It was a point where I used to think that people were trying to personally
attack me. I should have mentioned that's Kevin Durant who's responding. And who is a presence on social media? Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant has, he's sensitive on social media, but I think he generally enjoys it. Michael, Are you pro or anti social media?
I'm pro. I mean, you got to be careful what you say, and if you do say some things that is going to solicit or other like differences of opinion, you have to expect that. Sometimes I will compliment LeBron or Lamar Jackson and say he's the most exciting athlete in sports today, and someone will still find something negative to say about that. So that's just the nature of the territory.
Ireland, I think I know your position, but go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Barkley. I think that I'll tell you a story. So 10 years ago, we all got called into the meeting, everybody that works for the Lakers. Okay. And they said to us, we want you guys to be active on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they said, we want you guys to tweet back and forth with fans. And for a few years, I did these, like, ask me anythings on flights home. And Michael and
I remember that.
Michael and I followed the directive. We still are pretty active on social media, engaged with fans. Trudell's probably the best at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
Bill and Stu looked at each other and said, if we typed the things on social media that we say on the bus, we would both be fired.
Oh, yeah.
And so our bosses looked at Bill and went, you know what? You're right. You two are exempt.
That's right.
And so they choose, like Barkley, not to engage. So I think that Charles has a point.
Yeah.
But if you go at it with kind of a positive spirit, Michael, I think you and I both do.
Right.
You can have some fun with it and get some good use out of it. But Barkley is 100% accurate with what he said. It just seems...
Yeah, I find, first of all, what's important in our business, and John, this is, for example, this is the show that we do every day. It's to establish a brand. The show has a brand. And the more we contribute to that brand, the better the brand gets. And that's the reason I'm on social media. Now, Barkley already has a brand. He doesn't need to establish a brand. He's Charles Barkley. Yeah, I guess I've got a brand. Stupid. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
And I own that. I'm not afraid of that.
But I want to...
Bergman's here nodding his head. Yeah, you're stupid.
Okay, but I want to get something...
I think social media enhances that.
Yeah, well, I want to get back to something that Barkley said. He said... that if you're a celebrity and you come back at somebody, then you get in more trouble.
Right.
That fight last night, when was the fight between Denver and Miami?
Two nights ago, Markieff and Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, so Markieff Morris gives Nikola Jokic a cheap shot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Jokic comes back and shoves him as hard as he can in the back.
Yeah.
Jokic, and he goes down.
Yeah, Jokic gets suspended for a game, but Markieff just gets fined.
Yeah.
If Markieff started it,
right,
and I think we all agree
right.
he did.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Okay.
Sure he did.
Jokic, I mean, if somebody walked up to you, Michael, and just shoved you, and I would have no problem with you going back at him.
That's the law of the street. You have a right to defend yourself.
Right, so why didn't they both get suspended?
You're right. They're lenient on Markieff Morris because he started it.
Right.
And like Charles Barkley and Shaq said last night on Inside, they would respond the same way. So they ain't going to let nobody walk up to them and punk them.
Mace, if I walk up to you and just hip-checked you for no reason.
Right. And do it in anger.
Like a bag of rocks.
Yeah. And by the way, you would have every right to.
Right.
Sure.
I started it.
That's why I don't understand the NBA. If whoever doles out these fines and punishment, if someone walks up to whoever the punisher is and slaps them in the face, what are they going to do? How are they going to respond?
Right. And then Jimmy Butler got $30,000 for instigating, which meant Butler came over to Denver and said, you guys want to go outside? Let's go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he tried to escalate it. But, Michael, you made a good point earlier. This is a fight between two sides where neither side will back down.
No.
So they got to be good. The Jokic brothers all look like they came out of a Bond movie.
Well, right? And you know what's funny is they started a Twitter account, Strahinja and Nemanja. I'm sure I'm saying those names wrong.
I think you're actually pretty close.
They took an extra step. They created their own Twitter account and almost immediately got 30,000 followers in the first 6 hours. 30,000 followers in 6 hours.
I was on a show in Miami this morning where they said those Jokic brothers, have already bought tickets for the Nuggets Heat game when they come to Miami next month as a show of support for Nikola. And
well, security will be heightened. Nothing's going
to
happen.
Right. I think there's a lot of wrestling to this. You know, like, who's but Michael, but it's one, of those, one, thing, it's one of those rare fights where I wouldn't mess with either one of these dudes.
If I had to pick a side, I'm going with them Jokic boys. They came out of war-torn.
Yeah, those Jokic boys look tough.
They came out of war-torn Serbia, buddy. I wouldn't mess with them.
I know the Morris twins, the Morai, are tough.
Well, they're not. Their brand is they ain't backing down.
Yeah, but them Jokic brothers, they had to dodge bombs growing up.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, the Morrises would say, you want to go, let's go. Every once in a while, you get two sides where neither side's going to give an inch,
I ain't messing with no Serbs.
But one of those.
Guess who showed up? Guess who showed up at Bastards Canteen?
James Worthy.
No. Almost as big.
Rick Fox.
No. Beto Duran, who I think's got a little something against me for some reason.
Oh,
There's a rivalry.
It's not a little something.
Beto.
Yeah.
It's a big something.
Is he wearing a Jim Hill t-shirt?
Well, no, he does not have a Jim Hill we will get him on here, right? What do you mean, no? That's all right. Beto, come on.
See, Mason, if it was me.
Oh, look at that.
If it was
he shunned you, Mason.
No.
What are you going to do about that?
Bergman. He's going on Sedano's show, but not ours.
If it was me, he would ask, and you can ask Beto this, if it was me, he would come on.
Yeah.
He would. You're right. He absolutely would. But now
Sedano's
going to do it.
But just you, he'll never do it.
Hey, Mace, tell him you want to talk boxing. Tell him you want to talk boxing with me and him and Canelo.
He's going to come on with me is because us Latino people stick together, Mace. That's how this works. You hear the crowd right here? So, that's how it works.
So that's Anglo prejudice.
Not really. We just stick together. Y'all stick together for all these years, for like 500 years or whatever.
Beto's got something against me.
Do you have something against him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yo, you're not John. That's what he's got against you, basically. Yes. Yes. How's that? You know, the eyebrow,
it doesn't show.
Not really.
Look at Bergman's.
Bergman's looks good.
Do you think
Bergman's looks good?
Jorge, do you think it's because...
Although, you know what, John? I'm going to explain this to you. You know what Mason's looked like? Remember when he face-planted playing basketball that one time?
Yeah, right.
It looks like it's just like residue from that.
Yeah, it does. Yes. It really does. I don't know what
remnants.
Melanie that's what was it doing. Melanie the barber, she screwed it up.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, when are you going to tell those guys to play defense on the Lakers?
Yeah,
huh?
When are you going to tell those guys that? Huh? Get back, guys.
I told them I'll go to practice and show them how to drill them like how Pat Riley used to do us.
By the way, George, last six games, the Lakers are fifth in defensive efficiency.
They've played the JV in the last six games.
Just point that out.
Okay. Yeah.
It's my role as the Lakers shill in this station.
Oklahoma City. I mean, come on. Cleveland.
Top six,
they're going to take care of your Miami boys tonight, George.
Well, if Bam and Hero don't play, they will.
And maybe Tucker. They'll play.
Right. Well, PJ got hurt in the last game. He had like a shoulder stinger. If those three guys don't play, the Lakers better win and should win by double digits.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to put wins in the bank at this point. I want to ask you about Westbrook coming up, Michael.
And, sure.
Jorge.
Yeah.
I called you Jorge.
See?
George.
That's all wrong.
Just hang out.
Okay.
Just hang out. George's going to hang out.
I'm going to say hi to Beto first, though, real quick.
Oh,
you guys
sure
do your thing.
Hey, George, say hi to me.
We know our secret handshake.
Say hi to Beto for me.
Like LeBron and the guys on the bench.
Every time I see Beto on with Jim Hill, you know what I think?
What do you think?
Poor Jim Hill.
Oh, wow. Do you say that because you wish you were on with Jim Hill?
No.
Yeah, I think that's what this is about.
I think somehow I passed on that. John, didn't I pass on that?
No.
What?
I thought I passed on it. You told me they were looking for somebody. I said,
nah,
really.
They found him. Beto.
Beto. All right. Again, we are live from Bastards Canteen in Downey. We are here until 5:30. Sedano and Cap are coming up for you. It is the 246th Marine Corps Birthday and Veterans Day Bash. We are on Downey Avenue between 2nd and 3rd. And we're here till 5:30. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live from Bastards Canteen in Downey. It is veteran owned and operated. It is a big sort of festival-like environment between 2nd and 3rd on Downey Avenue. Mason and Ireland here live. George and Kaplan are coming up for you. We're here till 5:30. We're celebrating the 246th Marine Corps birthday with a Veterans Day bash.
Ireland, why did
Michael and John back in the studio.
Ireland, why
guys,
did,
I want to ask you, Michael. We were talking earlier about Russell Westbrook,
yes.
And I pointed out. Four turnovers in the fourth quarter of that game the other night. Doesn't seem like he finishes at the rim very often. He's missed a ton of shots. I think it's 37 shots in the restricted zone. What's wrong with Russell Westbrook?
Nothing. This is the way he's always played. Even when, during his MVP season, he's wild. He's reckless. He plays like Arlen says, with his pants on fire.
His pants on fire.
His pants, his hair, same thing.
I think pants is more serious. Think of the things you can burn.
Yeah, that is serious.
Yeah.
You run when your pants are on fire.
Yeah, no question about it. Especially if it's in the front. But I just think this is the way he's always played, Amaze. So it just doesn't surprise me he's playing this way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nice way of saying
George
reckless.
George Sedano's hanging out.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying reckless at times.
Yeah, he's reckless.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But I don't think that's – I think either everybody else needs to speed up or he needs to slow down. Because right now, I think the offense is out of sync. And if you look at if you look at all those net numbers, right?
Yeah.
When Russell Westbrook is on the floor, we're a net minus -9.
Yeah.
When he and Anthony Davis are on the floor, we're a net minus -8.
Yeah.
There is something going on with Russell Westbrook. Even without LeBron on the floor, he doesn't seem to fit in the way we're hoping he fits.
Well, look, when he got here, Michael, I think you might have been on the show that day. And I said to you, if he plays like Dwayne Wade played in year two with LeBron in Miami back in 2011-12 when they won the first championship. Remember, Dwayne Wade said to LeBron at that time, I got to be the one to adjust to you. You are the central focus of this roster. I got to play off you. I got to change my game. So Dwayne Wade became a great screener, a great cutter.
Right.
He did all those little things. And he's already a better defender than Russ was at this stage. He's not even close.
And a better shooter.
Yeah, he is. And not that Dwayne was any good, was a good shooter by any. I mean, he's good in the mid range, but he wasn't a good distance shooter. Yeah. But yeah, like so, to me, that's what Russ needs to do,
right?
Because to have LeBron can adapt to anything, but I think for the team to be the most successful, that's the blueprint. And they've got David Fizdale on this roster of coaches.
Who is there?
Right. So that to me has to be the game plan. But that is all on Russ to make those adjustments.
Right.
And I know everyone's saying the opposite. LeBron, everyone, he's just got to be Russ. We'll figure it out around him.
He's got to adjust.
I don't buy into that. No.
Yeah. Ireland?
He does defer when he's on the floor with LeBron and AD. He doesn't dominate the ball.
The thing about
right, but he's not. He's they got to do more. Like they've done some screening stuff with him recently. I need to see more of that because that's how the offense is going to work well. Because he's destructive finishing at the rim as a roll man. Like you don't have a lot of guards that can roll as well as he does.
But is there anybody that misses more layups than Russell Westbrook?
I mean,
seriously.
I don't know.
He goes to the rack and doesn't finish.
I think that's recency bias because he's been historically a good finisher.
He's got 37 missed shots in the restricted zone.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going too fast.
That's not good this year.
Yeah. He's going too fast. He needs to slow down a little bit when he's going through
the basket. Right, he needs to put out the fire on his head.
Yeah,
he needs to not be so much of a human video game, Ireland. He needs to slow down.
I think that if you look at his total package, like the other day he had 14 of their 30 assists. 30 assists is great. If you can get 30 assists as a team, you're doing something right. Now, what comes with that is 7 turnovers. He had 7 of their 15 turnovers.
And 4 in the fourth quarter.
But if you look at the whole package, Michael, you would take 17 points, 12 rebounds, 14 assists with the 7 turnovers.
Sure.
What he brings is more valuable than what he doesn't bring. So I just think that he's always played a little rougher at the beginning of seasons than he does at the end. I think that he gives them an opportunity because he puts so much pressure on the other team with how hard he plays to be almost unguardable in the playoffs if those three guys can get their act together. So LeBron, Russ, and AD are +1 when on the court together. I think by the middle of the season, towards the end, they'll be more like +8, +10. And if you get that, then you just have to determine who gets the other two slots. And once you do that,
so
you're off and running.
Every show, John, and ours included, needs a dumb guy. I'm the dumb guy on Mason and Ireland. We welcome now the dumb guy from Sedano and Cap, Scott Kaplan. What's up, Cap?
You know, it's interesting because – why, thank you. Thanks a whole hell of a lot.
Thank you a hell of a lot. Yeah.
All right. It's good to see you guys. Good to be here. Glad to be in Downey.
Now, Scott, are you expecting cold temperatures? Because you're wearing like 3 layers.
Yeah. Are you going to Tahoe later or what's going on?
Gentlemen, we are here today to celebrate the Marine Corps birthday.
Yes, we are.
Okay, yeah. Hoorah.
Yep.
What you are looking at right here is what is known as a civilian supporter.
Is that right?
Of the United States Marine Corps.
Oh, nice.
That's right.
So describe it.
Well, you'll notice, Steve, that I'm wearing footwear that will allow me to run quickly should I need to be in movement at any time.
Do you expect that during the show?
Could
you
just move fast.
To need to juke people?
I don't know. But I know I can't be in flip-flops because if all of a sudden I got to run somebody down or run from somebody.
That's likely to happen during the show.
Got to be fast.
Okay. And what else?
You're looking at camo pants.
Camo pants.
Camo pants. Now, I heard you talking
earlier.
Nobody
will see you.
Well, these folks right here will see me, and I want the Marines to know that
You'll blend.
Correct. I heard you talking earlier about not having much fashion sense.
Correct.
Nor do I.
Yes.
Nor do I
agree.
Very simple.
I 100% agree.
Okay? Camo pants.
Yes.
For the Marine Corps birthday.
Good.
Now, up top here.
Up top.
This was given to me by the U.S. Marines.
Really?
At Top Gun.
You went to Top Gun?
We're talking about Miramar. I'm going to have to give you your dream, Maverick. Top Gun.
Wow.
You're going to Top Gun.
Did you go in one of the planes? Jets?
I flew with the Marines from Miramar to Camp Pendleton.
Wow.
And landed on the green, by the way, at the golf course.
That's nice, Cap.
At Camp Pendleton.
I thought Top Gun was the Navy.
What's that, Michael?
Top Gun is
the Navy, right?
What is the Navy?
Top Gun.
What is the Navy?
Top Gun is the Navy.
Navy, that's not the Marines.
That they are naval aviators.
Yeah, right. Naval aviators.
At Marine Corps Air Station Miramar.
Well, it's not the Marines.
Yeah, it's not the Marines. But that's okay. Tomorrow's Veterans Day. We're celebrating all branches.
These are the Marines.
Now, Morales just asked me, was it necessary to go into this long diatribe and, like, this animated thing? Like, he wanted to know. So since he's standing here, you can address him directly since he's right here.
You know, George, this is exactly what I would be doing if I were in my home studio right now.
Yeah.
I'd be standing up.
Yeah.
I'd be showing it all off.
Right. Uh-huh.
Be bragging about my jacket.
Yes.
I'd be celebrating the Marine Corps.
Yeah. Wearing your Sunday swagger hat.
Also camoed.
Yes.
Also camoed. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Camoed. And
nobody's going to see you. You're wearing so much camo.
Yeah.
You're
going to blend into the trees, into the foliage.
You can hide in the bushes. Nobody will see.
Hey, George, is a skateboard.
And by the way, is that the reason you didn't shave either, so you can blend into the bushes better?
Yeah, what are you working on there?
Well,
is that a goatee?
It's not really. What it is this is Movember.
It's like an explode-tee.
It is Movember.
This is Movember, right?
Yeah. So you're doing it.
I've never in my life, 50 years old, have ever been able to grow a beard.
Right.
My son's 21, beautiful beard.
Yeah, nice.
My father is a practical rabbi. Okay? What a phenomenal beard.
What does
beard.
That mean?
Just a gorgeous beard. Thick.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Oh. Yeah, I bet you meant like...
He's very practical.
Oh,
he knows
okay.
what he's doing.
Yeah, his way of saying cheap? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. That's why I asked.
Wait,
think practical,
that?
That's what it means.
No, I mean, listen, I'm just telling you, it's a beautiful looking beard.
Okay.
Rabbinical, if you will.
Oh, it is
okay,
rabbinical, yes.
Okay?
I like that. That's an excellent word.
Thank you.
How much longer is this segment?
Well, we've
it's
kind of
break
blown
time,
the clock.
Yeah. I heard Steve say on there he doesn't care, which I love.
I don't care.
I don't think John cares. He's probably doing prep for the game later.
John's like,
out.
Let these
you,
guys Jorge. Handle
hey,
it.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Coming up next is your lie, right?
Yep.
I've got several possibilities for John Ireland's lie of the day. If you think you know what it is, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. What?
It's not when he said that Kaplan is very fashionable.
No, it's definitely
not that
not.
One, although that is definitely a lie.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
So we'll do that coming up next. If you think you know the lie, you want to vote for Jorge T-shirt. He is openly campaigning for producer of the year, and I believe will beat Laura, who is certainly in the running as well.
Wow. See, vote for
Jorge. Mason Ireland Show, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Man, we got people in Downey. This is the 246th Marine Corps Birthday and Veterans Day Bash on Downey Avenue between 2nd and 3rd. We're here till 4, and then Sedano and Cap are going to hang out. It is time right now. John's back in the studio along with Michael Thompson. It's Michael Thompson's game today for Game of Games. I say everybody plays. Ireland, you told a lie today.
Yes, and I told many, many stories today. So
you really did.
This could be one of several. Do you think you have it, Mace?
I've narrowed it down to 2.
Jorge, you think you have it?
No, I don't.
All right, Michael,
I think you have it.
Greg, do you think you have it?
There are 2 that I'm going between.
Okay. Michael, pick a number between 0 and 6.
Let's go with Wayne Ellington's number, number 2.
Number 2 is Michael in Santa Barbara. Hey, Michael, you're on 710 ESPN. How are you?
Hi there. I think that the lie is you did not see Del Curry, Doc Rivers, and Larry David playing golf in the threesome.
Michael, that's an excellent guess, but I'm sorry. I absolutely did see those 3.
That was one of mine.
Okay, so Michael's done. Okay, Michael, number 1, 3, 4, 5.
Let's go number 3, Anthony Davis.
Tito in Long Beach. Hey, Tito, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good, Tito. What do you think the lie of the day is?
I think the lie of the day is the interview you say you had with Tom Hanks.
Tito, that is 100% the lie of the day.
Oh, really?
Wow. I thought for sure that would be real.
I thought it was the Vujicic story. No, the Vujicic story
absolutely happened today. I saw him on the freeway. Tito, I've interviewed many, many famous people as the Lakers sideline reporter for the 10 years that I did it. I never interviewed Tom Hanks. And I led into that, Mace, because I knew you would then tell your story about Tom Hanks.
Right.
And I thought it would all blend in. But
yeah.
Tito, congratulations, man. Jorge, do you need info from Tito? Do you want me to?
Yeah. Right, don't hang up, Tito. Hang on a second, Tito.
Vote for Jorge. T-shirt is the prize. Tomorrow, by the way, Laker ticket Thursday, so make sure you're here for my lie tomorrow.
Now, I thought,
Go ahead, John.
I thought the lie of the day, people would think that we never, ever did play-by-play of 2 wild animals fighting each other, but we found the tape.
He's got a lot of walruses to choose from, Steve.
And look at these walruses. They are geared up and loaded for bear.
There's got to be close to 100 walruses out there, and I don't see any support for the polar bear. He's going ISO.
Yeah, and at this point, you're looking at some last-minute roster additions to this herd, and that is a lot of meat up front.
I thought, Mace, that would be it, that people would think there's no way we ever did it, and then we found the tape.
How did that show not get picked up?
Well, it's not.
How did that show not get picked up? I mean, this walrus is loaded for bear. That line alone should have gotten the show picked up.
Yeah, well, it's not too late. Many shows have sat on the shelf for years before they get their moment in the sun.
Does George and Capo
you know what's
play
funny about being out? Go ahead, Michael.
Too many people.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people here. A lot of people. Yeah. I wish you were here. It's really fun. It's a really good group. And Scott Kaplan is here, and he is. Who do you think is the dopiest person on the station? Is it me or is it Scott Kaplan? Who's dopier?
Put up a poll.
Dopiest person at the station.
Dopiest, yeah. That's a specific thing. Not dumbest, but dopiest.
No, dopey is different, yes.
Yeah.
It's close.
It is close, but
are you okay with it being close? Because forever you held that title.
Yeah. Mason is upset with anything where he is not the focus of it, so I will I will pick him as the dopiest.
But I listen to Sedano and Cap all the time, and I'm telling you, the stuff that comes out of Kaplan's mouth
is pretty dopey.
It's pretty dopey.
Yeah.
Look at him over there.
Even
smiling.
The face is dopey. Like he knows dopey. It.
You know how Mace loves to call himself the oldest millennial or whatever.
Yes.
I know he believes that. Yes.
Yeah. Kaplan is trying to one up him on that by like utilizing his children's vocabulary.
Yes.
You know, they're like teenagers.
Oh, I know. He's using like the Generation Z slang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's trying to one up you. You're a millennial. He wants to be Gen Z.
Well, your show is fire. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
much.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's gas.
Your show is fire.
We're wilding out every day.
Yeah. No, I
wilding.
Listen. By the way, you're the Ireland of your show.
I'm the rational one. Yes.
Right. And he's the
He's the Mason
of the show.
He's the Mason,
right?
Yes. He's the U.
I can't figure out on Travis and Slee. They both are kind of dopey.
I love that show. I got a chance
too.
To listen for like
Thank
3
you.
Hours today.
Yeah,
it was really
too.
I was in the car all day today. Travis and Sliwa is like the hottest show in LA right now, I feel like.
It's true.
Super hot.
It's been
2 hours
talking
fire.
About food.
Fuego.
It's nonstop food. It's like listening to a menu. who doesn't want to talk food?
That's what Sedano does every day.
Yeah,
we
talk about food all the time.
Yeah, it's
on our
national.
Show.
What is it? National peanut
it was national
day.
Fried
what is
chicken?
It?
I don't know. Lindsay will tell us.
Some food.
Lindsay
some
will
food.
Tell us. Yeah.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. Now, it's Michael Thompson's game today. I personally, Michael, would your game work with everybody here?
Yeah,
is it
I think
a buzz
so.
In game?
Yeah, I think so. With George and Kaplan too, they could play.
Okay. Let's give George and Kaplan a chance to play Game of Games. It's Michael Thompson's game. And it is a buzz-in game.
Okay, your name is your buzzer.
Your name is your buzzer.
Yeah.
I'm betting against Kaplan.
Okay. Well, the good thing is the last time John had me play one of these games, he made me do it on my cell phone as I was driving on the 110.
Oh,
which I was at a complete disadvantage.
But it was something
tough.
That I thought you would be really good at. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, except I was in, like, delay by half a second every time.
All right, so we'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. Reminder, you can come out here to Bastards Canteen. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and today is the 246th Marine Corps birthday. There will be a cake cutting a little bit later on. It's 21 and over. There's a beer garden, all kinds of stuff, and Kaplan and Sedano will be doing their show here too. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time. We're kind of splitting all over the place here. We are at Bastards Canteen celebrating Veterans Day today. George Sedano is here. Scott Kaplan is here. They're coming up with their show live from Bastards Canteen. In the meantime, John and Michael are back in the studio, and it is Michael's game today.
Ireland doesn't think this is going to work with too many players, but here we go. There we go. One, two, three.
Okay, so buzz in with your name, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. One, two, three, four. This game is about the Marine Corps. Ireland, Mason, Greg, and George, who would make the best Marine the Marines would forge? If fighting started, who would yell charge? And who would run like a coward and be dishonorably discharged? I think Ireland would take the lead. And Mace, well, he would faint as soon as saw someone bleed. I think Greg and George would stay and fight. Mason, well, he'd drop his gun and run away in fright.
Damn, you are killing me, man.
So today's game is about the Marine Corps. Buzz in with your name if you want to score. Here we go. Marine Day, how old are the Marines?
Mason. 246 years old.
So that means they were founded in what year?
Well, is this a separate question?
Second question. Pay attention. So that means they were founded.
Did he get that one right?
No. This is the second
did
question.
Did he get the first
Sedano.
One right?
Yes.
Sedano, 1885.
No. What year were they founded? Greg.
1882.
No.
Cap.
1884. No. Three, two, one.
1886.
1775.
Oh, no. 1775.
God,
I really didn't even try. I didn't even try.
What is the Marine? What is the Marine motto?
Mason. Is it Semper Fi?
Yes. What does Semper Fi mean?
Oof.
Three, two,
cap.
One. Cap.
Kick ass.
Nope. Always faithful.
Kaplan.
Yeah. Always faithful.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
What is
the Ireland, you alive there?
Yep.
What is the Marines' role in the military? Three, two, one.
Cap. Amphib.
Whatever you were going to say, Michael.
Amphibious warfare. Well, you guys.
Yes, that's
you
what
don't
I meant.
Get credit for that.
Yes.
The Marines are one of six branches of the military. Name the other five.
Mason.
Oh.
Okay, so there's Marines. There's Navy.
Yes.
There's Air Force.
Yes.
There's Army.
Yes. Two
there's
more.
There's Guardians.
Nope. No.
Guardians.
Yeah, Guardians is the space.
Nope. No, it's a baseball team in Cleveland.
Yeah. No, the Guardians. Yeah. Isn't that the space crew?
No.
Two more. Yeah. Anybody? Three.
Sedano.
Sedano.
I'll add the Coast Guard.
Yes. One more.
Yeah.
And the...
Briones.
Briones.
National Guard.
No.
Three,
oh,
two,
good guess.
That's
one.
What I was trying to guess.
It's the Space Force.
Yes, but you're already out.
Yeah, but that's the last branch,
Cap,
right?
Cap, Space
right.
Force? Yes. Cap, the Space Force.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, you're out. Yeah,
closest to the number. Yeah. How many active personnel are in the Marines? Active personnel.
Sedano.
Everybody
we
can
guess.
We
each get a crack at
yes.
this.
Oh, okay. I would say 12,000.
12,000.
12,001.
12,001.
Jerk. 12,002.
Oh, 12,002. That's messed up.
225,000.
225.
It's a big number.
Ireland?
500,000.
500,000 says Ireland.
500,001.
Kaplan wins. 180,000 active personnel.
All right.
Where is the Marines?
Close. Who won?
Kaplan. 180,000 is the total.
Kaplan won.
Kaplan
okay,
got it.
Got it.
Where
Kaplan
is the Marines headquartered?
Mason.
Oh.
Camp Lejeune.
No.
Cap.
Cap.
Camp Pendleton.
No. Three, two, one. The Pentagon. The Marines.
Pentagon. Mm-hmm.
The Marines have three well-known nicknames. Name one of them.
Cap. Jarhead?
Yes.
Oh!
Hey.
Kaplan!
Oh, geez. Wow.
Mason and Kaplan are tied 2-2. 2-2. Nobody else has
like,
any.
What if I insulted somebody? Okay.
What breed of dog is the Marine mascot?
Mason. Bulldog.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Nice job.
Lucky
what color,
you knew that.
What yes. color is the Marine flag?
Mason.
It
is red, white, and blue.
You have to pick one.
One. What color?
Cap.
Cap.
Oh, it's red.
Yes,
it's red.
Yes, red.
Well,
oh.
Do you want to give that to him?
Yeah, he got red.
All right.
The Army has the Army Rangers and Green Berets. The Navy has the Navy SEALs as their special fighting forces. The Marines have a special fighting force. What is its name? I'll give you a hint. It is the nickname of an AFC West football team.
The Chiefs.
Cap.
No.
Cap.
Raiders.
Yes. Marine Raiders.
It's Raiders. Regiment. Boy, it's only me and Kaplan in this thing.
Yeah. I lost interest a long time ago.
Yeah.
No, I don't know any of them.
No offense.
Not one.
The Marines,
George is tweeting.
The Marines' first land battle on foreign soil took place in this North American country. North African country. Mason.
Nigeria.
No. North African countries.
I got to think about what else I know besides Nigeria and... Nigeria, Northern Africa?
I think you stopped because nobody knows North Africa.
Libya.
Here.
We really
Libya.
Don't know any.
Libya.
Libya, oh,
Libya.
Okay.
Libya. I didn't know that.
That was
Libya.
My next guess.
This legendary cartoon.
My next guess.
This legendary cartoon also received the title of Honorary Marine. Hint, if he saw Glenn Rivers, he'd ask him what's up.
Greg.
Oh,
Doc.
Greg.
No, Sedano. Bugs Bunny?
Yes, Bugs Bunny. What's up,
wow.
What's up, Doc?
Wow.
Hey, how much longer does this go?
Two more, Michael.
You guys not interested? Forget it.
John's really like loving this game.
No, like John, dude, today is a Marine.
Steve's just trying to win.
Anniversary, and you guys don't care.
Do you have two more?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Do two more.
This
right,
legendary Hollywood actor, comedian, has received the title of Honorary Marine. Legendary actor, comedian. Well known for serving
Mace.
The country. Mace.
Oh.
I'll say it's Jack Benny.
Nope, good guess, but no. Legendary Hollywood actor, comedian.
Greg. Sedano.
Right.
Bob Hope.
Yes,
that was
Bob
my
Hope.
Guess. Hey, I thought it was it before right. you, too. You know
wow.
it, too.
Last one. Mason 4, Kaplan 3, Sedano 2.
All right, here we
wow.
go.
This good
the,
game.
The Marines the Marines let out a battle cry. We've all
Cap.
Heard.
Cap.
Sedano.
Cap.
If he gets
Greg.
It after, if he doesn't get it.
Hoorah!
Yes, hoorah!
All right, so now you need one more, Michael. This is only.
Do we have a tiebreaker?
Yeah, this is only for Mason and Kaplan.
Imagine if I had
only Mason and Kaplan here.
Yeah. Let's
the
turn off our
mic. The helicopter the president flies on is piloted by Marines as part of the Marine Corps. What is the name of the helicopter when the president?
Mason. It is Air Force One.
No. What is the name of the helicopter when the president is on
Cap,
board?
Think.
Cap.
Think.
Marine Corps One.
Yeah, close enough.
Marine One.
Marine One.
Yeah,
yes.
Kaplan
wins.
Oh.
It is Marine One?
Yes.
You said Air Force One. I thought that was a plane.
Kaplan has won the game?
Yes. How about that? As a guest.
Oh, my God.
What are the
great.
Odds? The odds of that?
Well,
Kaplan.
Now they're 100%.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know where the game was won, Steve?
What?
Jarheads.
Yeah, Jarheads.
Right. I was so nervous.
Jarheads, yeah, you stole it right there.
So nervous.
You're pointing to the clock. What time is the out time?
52.
52. All right. So we're winding things down here. John, give us a quick preview of tonight.
Well, it depends on whether these Heat guys play, yeah. Michael. Yeah. Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, and P.J. Tucker are all questionable. Uh-huh. If they play, it would be a really hard game for the Lakers to win because LeBron's already out. But if they don't play, I think the Lakers take it.
Yeah, George knows all these Miami Heat boys. Are they playing, George?
I think PJ probably won't play.
Yeah, the other ones
will. If I had to guess.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're wrapping. Our part is wrapping up here at Bastards Canteen and Downey. Coming up next for you is Sedano and Cap. Well, they've been hanging out already. Sedano and Cap coming up next for you. See you tomorrow with a more normal show. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.